Australian Defence Minister John Faulkner has asked military chiefs to recommend how their forces can complete their tasks swiftly and prepare for an eventual withdrawal from Afghanistan. Australia has the largest non-NATO troop presence in the troubled country. This review of its operations there comes after the senior Allied commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, called for a large increase of troops. Canberra says that the soldiers it sent to provide security during elections in August will stay for the presidential runoff next month. Faulkner says he wants to have a clear idea as to how soon Australian forces might be able to pack up and come home.
I haven't, of course, put a timeline on completing the training task, but I've certainly asked the Australian Defence Force for any recommendations they have about ensuring that we do complete that important role and responsibility both effectively but in the shortest time frame possible.
Political and security analysts say any Australian withdrawal is likely to be several years away. Faulkner told a parliamentary committee that the government won't start withdrawing troops immediately, and they'll stay in Afghanistan until local forces can take responsibility for security. 11 Australians have died in Afghanistan in a war that Prime Minister Kevin Rudd acknowledges is unpopular with voters. Canberra deployed an extra 450 troops in April. Although Mr. Rudd told lawmakers Wednesday that he's unlikely to send additional forces, he said that Australia is in Afghanistan for the long haul. About 100,000 international troops are deployed in Afghanistan. Reports of widespread fraud in Afghanistan's presidential elections will be a key point of discussion at a NATO conference in Slovakia on Friday. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.